Matthew 25, verses 14 to 17. Again, it would be like a man going on a journey, who called his servants and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents of money, to another 2 talents, and to another 1 talent, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received the 5 talents went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 more. So also the one with the 2 talents gained 2 more. Parable of the Lone Money, the Twofold Servant, Part 1. Inspiration. Tradition has it that Michelangelo was teaching some art students one day. He walked over to one of the students and started painting on their canvas. He then handed the student the brush. The awestruck student asked, "How can I finish what you have started?" Michelangelo challenged him by saying, "Let this inspire you to finish what I have started." A few weeks ago, we started discussing and dissecting the parable found in Matthew 25, 14 through 17, in order to mine the meaning and mimic the application in our daily lives. The twofold returned servant in verse 17 was surely acting on inspiration to make an investment and earn an interest or a return. This week, we will examine the importance of inspiration in the life of a believer. Inspiration serves as a spark plug for our faith. Inspiration occurs when our faith, intellect, will, or emotions are stimulated to the point that we are prompted to act or respond. When Michelangelo inspired his student, it engendered a response from the student to apply their skills to finish the great work. Spiritual inspiration plays an important role in the life of a believer. It is important that we position ourselves to receive inspiration by spending time with God, that we respond to inspiration, and that we be an inspiration to others. The servants who had a 5-fold return and 2-fold return were inspired to apply their abilities and allow God to bless their efforts. Inspired and motivated, they stayed focused and worked to the best of their abilities to serve the Master. To position ourselves to receive inspiration, seek to spend time with God by reading and meditating on His Word each day. At times, I receive inspiration from the preached word, a song, an example I see or read or hear about. For me, these moments either expose sin in my life, ignite a sudden insight, or illuminate the path of righteousness. Waiting upon God's direction and receiving inspiration is part of our Christian duty. We can respond to inspiration in a couple of ways. We can act on it, or we can rationalize it. When reading a story of how someone went from rags to riches, what is your typical reaction? Does it inspire you to try to apply some of those principles in your life as you celebrate their blessing? Or does it trigger a rationalization and make you wonder why more poor people aren't doing the same thing? In one case, the inspirational experience is examined to make a personal application. In the second, the experience is examined to contrive a judgment. When inspired, seek to find lessons that God may have for us and act on them. When we allow rationalization, we disperse the inspiring effect before it has a chance to penetrate to our hearts. By passing judgment on others, we could be bypassing God's directions and blessings. There are several believers in my life who inspire me. They are living testimonies of what God can do. I aspire to be as inspiring and effective as they are. Just as Michelangelo inspired and challenged his students to finish what he started, Christ also inspired and challenged the disciples in each of us. The Great Commission calls for us to go and finish the great work that he started from Judea to the uttermost parts of the earth. Questions. Discover. A. What is a primary source of your inspiration? Prayer, reading the Bible, God's promises, songs, preaching, Bible study, other. Share 1 or 2 below. B. Do you live a life that reflects the source of your inspiration and beliefs? Why or why not? 2. Develop. Have you ever wondered why everyone else is so excited and inspired, yet you do not feel what they must be experiencing? Looking back, Can you rationalize why you were disconnected from the inspiration that others were experiencing? B. Share an experience that overwhelmed you with a feeling of inspiration. 3. Demonstrate. Has anyone ever told you that you were an inspiration to them? Were you surprised? Why? Or why not? B. Share with 3 people who inspire you and tell them how they inspire you and why. Encourage them to keep up the faith. This is Brother Raymond Johnson. For a copy of this devotional, please visit my blog at 3dbeliever.com or send an email to raymond@3dbeliever.com. Become a 3D believer today.